popular narrative here is that it is a different field than years past. Obviously, on the back end, there's a couple of openings to be taken advantage of. How do you see it as a mainstay, this training camp, as compared to the past few you've been a part of here?
Well, there's some question marks as far as what our team's going to look like with the offseason that we had. There's some regulars that left and young guys that are knocking on the door that finally have a legit opportunity to make the team. So I think an exciting couple weeks here for those guys to show what they can do and try to make the big club.
You recall, if you think back years ago now when you were in Dallas and trying to make that jump, what that transition was like and maybe some of the vets who took you under their wing?
I do. I remember it very well. Scrimmages the first couple of days. Matthias Nordstrom was my partner in camp, and he was outstanding to me. It's something that I really appreciated, how vocal and helpful he was in my first camp. And those are things you don't forget, so I try to remember that feeling of what that meant as a young player, now that I'm an older guy. So I've been partnered with Juice for the first couple of days here, and he's looking pretty good.
What is the biggest challenge that, whether it's Christian Juice or some of the other young guys, when you try to make that full-time jump up to the NHL from years in the minors, what are some of the challenges they'll be facing?
I think the biggest thing is just consistency of being at a high level every day. You know, a lot of the guys that are pushing to make the club now are the better players down in Hershey. And the American League is a good league, but you can coast through a portion of the season or certain days, and you get up here at the big club and you can't coast. You got to bring it every day, be consistent, and execute what you need to do in your role in the team. So I think that's the biggest thing, is you don't get many days off here. When you're at the rink, it's time to work and you got to perform. So that's the challenge for those guys, to be a consistent performer.
You know, it's just a couple of practices, and maybe you might recall last preseason, but could you give a scouting report on Christian and what he has that might translate well here?
My first impression is just how smooth he is with the puck. Really good skater, plays with his head up, and it just seems like he's got good instincts and hands with the puck. So the game is trending that way, so I think he's got a real good shot at this. There's a few other defensemen that are pushing to make the club too, that maybe bring some different skill sets. So we'll see who kind of rises to the top here by the end of camp.
Final two things. I want to ask you about one of the mainstays in Dimitri, who, of course, you played primarily with the second half of last year. Compared to 2 years ago, it seemed he really steadied himself last year. It was even Brian McClellan 2 years ago referred to him as high event, you know, high risk, high reward. But last year, maybe playing with you, he calmed it down a little bit. What did you see out of Dimitri, particularly the second half of last year?
I thought he had really good growth as far as his consistency and how he approached the game. He still utilized his talent and his instincts to do things that not a lot of defensemen in this organization could do. I thought, you know, offensively, he took a step forward. He got more and more confident to do the things that he does well up the ice. And then defending, he's through reps, you know, of getting consistent minutes every game, has gotten better and better since I've been here with him. You know, last year he earned his way up to play a lot of minutes in crucial situations and play against top players, and we expect him to keep going and building on that. So the good thing about Dimitri is he's got room to grow still. I think he's young enough, and he's has just scratched the surface of his potential. So he's going to keep pushing forward and be a real high-end player for us for a while.
So final thing then, other than, I guess, more of the same, what are you looking for? What would that next step be for him?
I think more responsibility and probably special teams. Didn't get used a ton on the kill last year, and it was kind of left on the back burner for the power play with the guys that we had. So I would expect he'd get a little bit more dose of that. And just losing some regulars in our regular D group from last year, I think probably get an extra minute or two a night. And he's going to continue to play against top guys, I think. So that's a challenge in and of itself, every night being consistent against playing against top players and trying to excel in that role.